Morning, Lee. How do you get wheeled out for politics on the big days, mate? I stick to sport unless the big issues have to be tackled, like you saw last night.
Well, management only wheel out the big guns, that is for sure. Well, there's some big guns there on the trade table over the last week or so. Finally, the deadline passed at 7:30 last night in the AFL trading landscape, and a couple of interesting deals, and one notably, Jeremy Cameron finally makes his way to the Cats.
Yeah, he does. Exactly right. The Cats get him and a couple of future second-round selections, and they gave a bit of way to get him, though, and that's fair enough, I reckon. You've got to pay for what you get, and they give up 13, 15 and 20. So that's a lot, as we know, but he's going to be a star for the next, you know, 6 or 7 years at least. We know that. So they've done a lot. Geelong, haven't they? They brought in Isaac Smith and Sean Higgins as well. So anything short of a premiership next year, I reckon, will be a bit of a fail for the Cats. They've thrown all their eggs into the premiership window, and that's completely fair enough. They're right in it at the moment. So I like it. I like the GWS gets to go to the draft as well. But the big talking point, Lee, overnight is what the Collingwood Footy Club's done.
Yeah.
It's been extraordinary. The fire sale or garage sale they've had. Adam Treloar got done. We almost thought he'd missed out and was going to have to stay at Collingwood, but he gets to the Western Bulldogs, and Collingwood receives pick 14 back in a future second-round selection. But along with Treloar, they've also given away pick 26 and pick 33 and a third-round selection, number 42, which is just extraordinary. And earlier in the day, obviously, they got rid of Jaden Stevenson as well and Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips going to Hawthorn for pick 65.
That's a giveaway.
Unbelievable what Collingwood's done. And listening to their list boss, Ned Guy, last night, and he said it was all planned and all part of the plan. But, yeah, I don't think Collingwood supporters are buying out this morning.
Yeah, a lot of youth has gone out the door there. And I was about to say, with the Geelong situation, it's critical, isn't it, looking at the present and also looking at the future as well, having one eye on the future as well, particularly if you're in the premiership window like the Cats are in at the moment, because you've got to keep bringing these kids through and development at this time. If you're in that premiership window, why not throw all your chips on the table and get Jeremy Cameron? So well done. And also well done to Jason McCartney and everyone at GWS for sticking to their guns.
Yeah, exactly right. And you've got to win that situation, I suppose, especially with the amount of talent that's walked out of GWS in recent times. They had to play hardball, and they have. And, you know, only got done probably the last minute before the deadline last night, even though that deadline was pretty loose last night. I think we had a couple trickle in past 7:30. But, yeah, it's always an exciting period. And obviously, Josh Dunkley was the other big news. He's staying at the Western Bulldogs. So
he did come out and say that there's a little bit of a culture issue there with the Western Bulldogs. The deal didn't get done, didn't get to Essendon. So what's the situation there now?
Yeah, look, he's got to go back, and that's highly awkward, isn't it? After, as you say, he's come out and been pretty outspoken. I think in that situation, Essendon almost has a duty of care, really, to get him there. You know, after being outspoken, he's made it indicate he wants to go there. They've obviously been in high-level discussions, but obviously Adrian Dodora from Essendon's played pretty hardball as well, and he hasn't got the job done. So I just think in that situation where he's come out publicly and nominated Essendon as his club, it kind of has to get done, and it's almost the responsibility of Essendon to make it happen, but it hasn't. So it makes it very, very awkward indeed for him to go back to the Witten Oval now, I reckon.
It also mirrors, like we were talking about with Adam Treloar, that deal had to get done too after what's been happening over the last couple of weeks. It has been a very dirty 2 weeks, hasn't it? Not only for Treloar, but also the Collingwood Football Club.
Yeah, absolutely. All the dirty laundry's been put out there, and even Sam Daly, who used to play for the Western Bulldogs and GWS, has played for North Hobart here in Tassie. He's good mates with Adam Treloar, and he's says, I just hope the full story comes out one day, because obviously people aren't saying exactly what's happened so far, so that'll be fascinating if it does come out.
So let's move from the AFL situation to cricket. Unfortunately, Tassie and the Sheffield Shield couldn't get any points, and they're still searching for their first win, losing to New South Wales the other day.
It wasn't a great result, was it? Especially after we bowled them out for 64 in that first innings. To lose that game was remarkable, really. And it was a batting capitulation on day four that did the job. 5 wickets lost for just 10 runs. So a good old-fashioned Tigers implosion there. We've seen it in the past before, but that one was one we didn't want to see during the week. So, yeah, you're right. They've played 4 games now, Lee, and haven't got a win to show for it. Luckily for them, the ladder's pretty tight. It's been a lot of draws so far this season with a good batting deck over there in South Australia. So 4 games down, they come home now. They got home late last night, and they break now for a couple of months with the Big Bash League and obviously the international summer of cricket upon us. So
They have to wait till February now to try and redeem themselves, but hopefully they'll get a few home games as well after that, given they've been on the road for a while.
Speaking of travelling, the Indians have touched down here in Australia, so they're here for the Test Series, which will start in about a month's time. The Australian squad was announced yesterday, and what about Will Pukowski? Would you put him into that side? Because he is absolutely on fire at the moment.
Look, there's no denying his form. It's just whether he's mentally right. So obviously, he's had his challenges, hasn't even his mental health over the last couple of years, so no doubt if he's right to go, you'd have him in there for sure. But you don't want to put him in there for the wrong reasons as well. So as long as they're confident that it's right for him as well, I'd definitely do it for sure.
A lot of sport going around. That's even without the NRL going into the decider next Wednesday night. New South Wales certainly did come back. Just on a note, who's going to win the series, New South Wales or Queensland? Because it's one all at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? Obviously, it was a good win from New South Wales a couple of nights ago, but Queensland has a good record at home usually as well. Obviously, young and inexperienced team compared to New South Wales. So I think New South Wales might get it done.
That's the answer why he says he's number one. Brent Costello, always a pleasure, mate. You have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk some more next Friday morning.
Might need 30 minutes next week. I'm just trying to organise the run sheet so we've got a bit longer, I reckon.